We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Duff!
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm so far, so good.
Thank you for getting up so early to talk to me. I'm assuming you're on the West Coast still.
I am on the West Coast, yeah.
I always ask the bands when they call where they are, because most of the time they don't even know.
I know where I am. These days I know where I am.
You're going to be in Boston a month from today.
Yes.
And we are anxiously awaiting. You're going to be at the City Winery in Boston.
Yes.
And you are coming with Shooter Jennings, who helped you write this record, Tenderness, and helped produce it. And then you said, why not just come on the road with me? And P.S., can I borrow your band?
Well, yes. Yeah. So I had this huge grouping of songs. I had, I think by the time I got with Shooter, I had about 20 songs. And he really helped me realize these songs arrangement-wise. And then it was just he and I at his house, me with an acoustic guitar, he with a piano. And he thought about using his band to try two tracks. Let's try two tracks with my band, he said. And went down with I don't know if anybody's listening has seen Shooter and his band, but they're amazing. And so we got down and recorded the first two tracks with them, and it was kind of a no-brainer from there. And so the band that you hear on this record, it will be the band that I'm touring with. And we played a couple live things in the last couple weeks, and it's going to be, I'm really looking forward to touring with this band, doing these songs with this band, and taking it out there.
Talk about a total polar opposite from what you were doing when you wrote the album, which is be on this massive reunion tour with Guns N' Roses, yeah, in football stadiums with just the biggest PA systems possible, and now you're doing these small acoustic venues. How is that for you, being on a stage that small with the crowd so close?
I've played every sort of gig in my career, and even in the last 5 years. Big, small, everything in between. And it's not about, to me, it's never been about the size of the place. It's the connectivity with the audience. And I think that comes from a Clash show I saw in 1979. It's really about that connection, and I think this type of music calls for a smaller venue. I don't know if it would translate well in a big, huge place. I don't think we could fill the stadium there, but I'm actually really, really looking forward to it. Again, I've played every size venue, and in the last 5 years, so it won't be a big stretch or like losing my feet at all. The opposite.
How did you find the calm, the peace and quiet, the privacy on that massive Guns N' Roses tour to write these songs?
Right. I really think, I don't think I know.
I hope so. You were there.
Yes. I was there. I think just us talking again and kind of the best part of all of that. It might have seemed like the live show was the best part, and those were great, all the live shows. We don't phone it in. Those are real. Like, every show we try to be better than the show before. But it was the conversations we had before we even got the thing up and running that kind of brought this piece to a part of my being that had been missing for a while. And so finding the time to think about these topics or write about them was very easy because I was kind of at intellectual ease, you know. Everything in the band is running really well. With the crew, everything was just running like clockwork. And when things go that well and that connectivity with the audiences we were having and seeing this kind of unity around the world between the audience and the band. And I'm talking everywhere from Boston to Kuala Lumpur and everywhere in between. You know, you get this really great sense of where the world's at and how sort of progressive the whole world is and united the whole world is. And, you know, I think for me, I turned off the news. I shut the screen on my computer. I muted all these. I went down the rabbit holes like everybody else, followed, you know, politicians and people on the news. And I just muted it all and went back to following my sports teams, which is why I got Twitter in the first place. And went out and visited all these great tourist places. I read a lot of history, so I visit the places I read about. And when you visit places, you end up talking to people. And face-to-face, we have so much more in common with each other than what separates us, no matter where you're at on this planet. And that gave me so much hope, and I really wrote about these things on this record.
Well, I know what a huge sports fan you are, and I know what a history buff you are. And yeah. In Boston, we're really good at both of those things.
You are really good at both those things.
Have you ever spent or had the opportunity to kind of walk around Boston and experience the American history that's here and all the times you've come through town?
Are you kidding me? Yeah, no, that's what I do. I've done everything from go to a Red Sox game, you know, to the, you know, those fake bales of tea, this tea party, tied the rope. I've done that. I went through that whole. If you haven't had a chance to do that tea party thing right there in your own harbor, do it. It's fascinating because they have a whole cast of people there that talk like they're from that time. And you know, I was trying to ask them like, hey, was this the actual size of the ship, like that Captain James Cook? I don't know who Captain James Cook is. This is, 1720. You know, of course, Captain Cook did his thing in, like, 1770. But, yeah, I do a lot of the historical stuff, and Boston is extraordinary in its history.
I know you're going to be in town, and anytime the bands come through town and get any time off, I always offer myself up as an unprofessional kind of amateur tour guide. So if you're open to maybe going and checking out some of the historical places in the city that you haven't seen.
Yeah, the Freemason. I watched this documentary about the Freemason. There's a building there with like that I want to see. It has like 13 steps. It's so shrouded in mystery.
Well, I will give you the Mistress Carrie tour, and I will take you if you want to go when you're in town next month.
Yeah, do you know about this building?
I think so. The Grand Lodge. It's on the corner of Boylston and Tremont, right over by the Common.
Yeah, there's all kinds of, like, secret hidden things in it. And Freemasons are so amazing. Like, what a great history to them.
They're always hiding stuff.
Hiding stuff, secret handshakes and 13 steps and, you know, yeah.
They don't let girls in, so I don't get to learn a lot.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We'll mess them up and go there together.
Is there anything else in the city that you haven't seen that you really want to go? Have you been to like the Green Dragon Tavern where they plotted the revolution and all of that stuff?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. I'm a super nerd when it comes to this stuff. Yeah, so I have. I have indeed.
Is it easy for you to blend doing stuff like that? You're Duff from Guns N' Roses, for God's sake.
I blend. I go and just do it. And once you're in kind of like maybe a tour group or whatever, you know, everybody's in it together and they're there. People are visiting from other places and they might not be there for the rock show. And so they might not even know who I am, which is just fine with me. And I can put on a hat and stuff and go see things and I might get recognized here and there, but on tour, I'll often go to other cities, like on the day off, like the bus drive in, I'll stop somewhere else, like Monticello, where Thomas Jefferson's house is. We're not playing Virginia, you know, but I'll stop there and have sort of my day off there.
Well, that's cool that you've been able to manage that crazy touring schedule you seem to keep with being able to go and do cool stuff in your time off.
Yeah, and I learn, and I read, I compare and contrast the history I read and to the places I see. And, yeah, I guess I'm lucky I have that. I guess it might be a hobby, but it's just something I'm really, really interested in, not only in America. American history is amazing, but world history is also as amazing. And I've seen some really cool things. I'm very fortunate. I'm fortunate that I make a living at the things that I have a passion for. So all is good. All is well.
Well, you're going to be celebrating the release of your new album, Tenderness, at the end of the month. And then June 1st, you're going to be at the City Winery Boston.
Yeah.
And all the details for the show and everything are up at WAAF.com. So we can't wait to see you in town next month. And take me up on my offer. I'll take you out and we'll find that Freemason building.
I may just do that. Don't be surprised.
I would love it, Duff. I would love it.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, thanks.
You got it. Have a great day.
You too.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.